This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been released from a hospital. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
The Supreme Court says the 86-year-old justice is doing well and has returned to her Washington, D.C. home. Ginsburg spent two nights at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore, where she was taken Friday after experiencing chills and fever. The court says she received intravenous antibiotics and fluids and that her symptoms abated. Ginsburg has had four occurrences of cancer, including two in the past year. Still, her absences from the court's public sessions have been rare. She did miss one earlier this month with what the court said was a stomach bug. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Pope Francis is in Japan, where he's calling on all countries to abolish nuclear weapons. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has that story.
Rain didn't deter Pope Francis's faithful lining up before dawn to catch a glimpse of him on Sunday. Speaking at Nagasaki's Atomic Bomb Hypocenter Park, ground zero of the bomb drop during World War II that killed 27,000 people, the pontiff sent a strong message to world leaders.
I ask political leaders not to forget that these weapons cannot protect us from current threats to national and international security.
He also called for the bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki to be honored as a living memory, as opposed to a, quote, relic of the past.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. Police in Iraq say security forces opened fire on protesters in Baghdad and several cities in southern Iraq on Sunday, killing at least nine people and wounding dozens of others. Anti-government protests erupted in early October and have swollen into the largest demonstrations since the fall of Saddam Hussein in 2003. You're listening to VOA News. A small passenger plane carrying at least 17 passengers crashed shortly after takeoff Sunday in the city of Goma in the Democratic Republic of Congo, killing at least 25 people, including people on the ground. The National Border Health Program says there are two survivors, including one member of the crew. Newly revealed classified documents show camps the Chinese government runs in the country's far west are for forced ideological and behavioral re-education. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Voluntary job training is the reason the Chinese government has given for locking up predominantly Muslim minorities. But a classified blueprint for the Communist Party in charge of security of China's Xinjiang region, leaked to journalists, shows the camps are instead precisely what former detainees have described, forced ideological and behavioral re-education centers run in secret. The classified documents lay out the Chinese government's deliberate strategy to lock up ethnic minorities in detention camps even before they commit a crime, to rewire their thoughts and the language they speak. I'm Julie Walker.
More than three dozen people are reported dead in a series of security-related incidents in Afghanistan, including a fatal attack on a UN vehicle in the capital, Kabul. Several of the dead are civilians. Egypt's Ministry of Antiquities has revealed details on recently discovered animal mummies. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett.
Items from the new find were displayed at a makeshift exhibition at the famed Step Pyramid of Djoser in Saqqara, near where mummies and other artifacts have been found in a vast necropolis. Secretary General of Egypt's Supreme Council of Antiquities, Dr. Mustafa Wazeri, told reporters that local archaeologists found a cache that includes hundreds of mummified animals, birds, and crocodiles.
The most lovely discovery out of those hundreds, that scarab. It is the biggest and the hugest scarab all over the world.
Markings on the displayed artifacts showed that they date back as far as 664 BC. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Security forces on Sunday raided the offices of one of Egypt's last remaining independent media outlets. They briefly detained its top editor and two other journalists. The raid is the latest in a widening government crackdown on dissent and media. And the leader of a Spanish rescue mission says authorities in Italy and Malta have refused to grant port access to its open-arms ship. This leaves the vessel stranded in rough conditions in the Mediterranean Sea with more than 70 African migrants aboard. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.